The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought they'd get away with it until now. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
I want to go to the things that don't make sense here in a moment, but I want to ask you just kind of a personal question. You fly a heck of a lot more than I do. I mean, how do you feel? You know what's going on here. You've personally heard the stories from an air traffic controller of just how understaffed it is and how close things can come. I mean, we've all heard, things that are released out publicly, but I'm sure you have knowledge of things more on the inside too. How safe have you felt out there, knowing we haven't had a crash like this in the U.S. for about 15 years, but just so many close calls?
I never feel safe when I go up for a multitude of reasons. I mean, first of all, in knowing the mechanical issues that happen with planes and the mechanics, again, being assigned to these airports and mm-hmm. in this huge industry and knowing who's working on the planes. And, you know, there's been a lot of stories recently, obviously, about issues with how planes are built. I mean, I'm always concerned. And then knowing the issues with the tower in terms of lack of individuals there mm-hmm. To cover as air traffic control, it's always concerning. And I fly all the time. Mm-hmm. But I've never really seen personally exactly a close miss, mm-hmm. but I'll tell you what, I can't tell you how many times I literally look out the window and I see a plane right there. And I keep thinking, aren't we kind of close?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I've fought that many times and then, you know, we'll ascend way high or something, but no, I'm always concerned.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very, just because there hasn't been a crash like this in a long time, doesn't mean that we're not going to start to see a lot more of them. One of the sort of off-topic things, one of the strangest things I think I've ever seen, it was back in Wichita, and I'm guessing you've probably seen this too, when you're sitting at a rail yard or at a rail crossing and you see these commuter jets, like the American Eagle or the whatever it was, On the trains, just the fuselages going down the tracks. It's a very weird sight to see. And then you add in all of the issues that we've been seeing from many of the companies, Boeing and such, on the quality control of their products. It's a disconcerting thought. Tell me more about your concerns. This was obviously not a mechanical issue, as far as we know, with the American Airlines, the American Eagle plane. But what are your concerns? What are some of those things that trouble you about the mechanical aspect of it, of who's servicing these planes at their respective airports?
Oh, I'm always troubled by that, because you have individuals that, I've got to be careful, but you have individuals that maybe are not as attentive as they should be. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you right now, my stepfather was a beach mechanic mm-hmm. for 30 plus years.
Okay.
And of course, stories, I'm just talking personally, that I heard regarding that. I mean, you have people that drink on the job. You have people that are late. You have things that are overlooked because they're late. You have things are overlooked because they get distracted and then they go back. And where did they start in at? It's sort of like any job, except for now you're talking about planes mm-hmm. and plane safety. And then you have, you know, the double checks that are supposed to be done. Thank goodness. I mean, I saw a lot of cases working. I'll give you a specific one. This was an individual who is a baggage handler, and they're responsible for uploading payloads. In other words, how much baggage, how many people are on here? And then the pilot has to use the amount of weight they have in totality on their plane to calculate how they're going to land. Mm-hmm. They're doing all their figures, the velocity, you know, everything that's involved with landing a plane. A big part of that is how heavy is your plane? Mm-hmm. And this individual, this was one of the cases I worked on, this individual did put thousands of pounds off in terms of what they inputted the payload to be, Tony. Thankfully, it was caught by a pilot that it just didn't make sense to him. Or he would have wrecked the plane mm-hmm. because his calculations would have been completely off. It's those types of things that I think a lot of people don't understand. These just individual humans are supposed to make sure they get just right to keep us safe in the air.
Yeah, and it's humans, and that's the big part about this. And if you have humans that are out there doing this job and they're not the most qualified or the most professional or ethical or aren't in a mind state to do their job correctly, that gets pretty dangerous. Is there really a lack of oversight when it comes to that area of air travel in the United States, where these things are just allowed to continue on over and over and over and nobody does anything about it? Is it oversight, or is it, again, a staffing issue there where we'll take you if you have a pulse and have a remote knowledge on how to do this, or we'll train you and, you know, you're getting trained by somebody else who may not be the most qualified to train anyone?
Yeah, I think it's a combination again, Tony. You have so many people that probably are not doing a great job at their job. Like I said, if you're a baker and you're not doing the best job, all I have to worry about is, you know, my bread not tasting good. Mm-hmm. But this is talking about our safety.
Yeah.
So you have issues with that. But I think really the biggest issue that we're talking about here is numbers.
Yeah.
And just not being enough people that are qualified to be in the tower mm-hmm. and that are in the towers, combined with people that are overseeing the safety mechanisms on that plane mm-hmm. and making sure everything's functioning.
Let's go back to talking about the actual crash itself and the parts that don't seem to add up very well as of yet. Granted, as of our recording, we're literally about 2 days in to this. And like anything where there's a massive tragedy, it's kind of a fog of war. And I think we're just kind of starting to get out of that as the investigations begin. But let's talk about what doesn't make a whole lot of sense here. I mean, granted, you know, we have the air traffic control towers. They have the black boxes now, and we we can see, you know, the flight path. We can hear the radio recordings of how that all went down. And on the, you know, on the radar and everything, it shows exactly where these planes are at. So how did this happen? But that helicopter, I think that's the biggest question everybody has. This helicopter, as far as I can tell, and I'm no way an expert in any of this, it was in a forward motion, and it was like bumper cars. I'm not trying to be crass, but it was like it's going forward, and it looks like it just rammed into the tail of the plane. If you're in the front of the aircraft and you're flying this thing, it was not a foggy night. You would have been able to see there's an airplane directly in front of you. I don't quite get any of that. I don't think any of us quite get any of that. What's your take on just the bizarreness of how this even happened?
Well, I had a question right off the bat is why are we doing night ops in a flight path over Potomac? So I understand that they need to practice where they could possibly be called on to defend our nation's capital, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera. I understand that. But why are we over the Potomac in the flight path when all of us know, anybody who's flown into D.C., that's exactly the path. And that is the problem I have with the whole thing. I mean, this is a training exercise. Mm-hmm. It's a head shaker, right? So first of all, who made the decision in command, the command staff level, to do these training exercises over the Potomac where planes come and go constantly?
Yeah.
Anybody who's been in and out of DCA, you said you were, mm-hmm. I constantly flew out of there. I was assigned to headquarters. Mm-hmm. And oh my goodness. That was the first mind-boggling thing.
Yeah.
Because when you take off, then the next one takes off, then people are landing. It is a zoo at DCA in a very limited space.
Yeah.
It's not like DFW with, I believe now they're up to 11 landing strips, and they're so far apart over acres and acres of land. This is like a funnel.
Yeah.
And so I think there needs to be a lot of questions asked at this command staff level. How did this even line up that you got these two bumper cars, as you called them, in the same area at the same time? Is mind-boggling. And then you dial down from that, Tony, you have three very experienced pilots. We now know, you know, it's a female that was a pilot. Mm-hmm. She has not been named, but, you know, her face and her photo is out there. Mm-hmm. And you wonder how and the crew was very experienced, how the lights on a plane that are so visible could not have been detected, even if you're flying instruments.
Yeah.
One person isn't assigned to look. My son's a pilot. Mm-hmm. He says that's exactly what you have going on. You have instruments and he's not a helicopter pilot. He's fixed wings, but you have people running through instruments, and then you have other people looking mm-hmm. for this, just this reason. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Really, Tony. And
I'm not going down any conspiracy angles or anything like that, because I don't know. I just don't feel like there is a conspiracy here, but maybe I'm wrong. It is just mind-boggling that you could have something like this happen. I mean, and the question, you know, who said, okay, we're going to do this training over here, who authorized that? I mean, when I'm looking at it just as a layman, I go, well, it's because they've always done it. It's not like this is anything new to say, okay, we're going to be flying over. They're there all the time. But I mean, with the amount of close calls, why? I guess the bigger question is, why hasn't anyone said, hey, maybe we should change our flight path of these helicopters and not go through an active landing zone for a commercial airport?
I agree. I couldn't agree more. And my understanding, and I am not a helicopter expert, I'm going to put that out there right now. But my understanding with this Black Hawk and maybe all Black Hawks, and my understanding of this is from my son mm-hmm. and from a helicopter pilot that's currently in Guam. That's a good friend of ours that obviously, you know, information from him. Black Hawks are meant to be stealthy, by the way.
Yeah.
They're not meant to be like a commercial airline jet.
Yeah.
So Now you have a stealthy helicopter, you know, in an area with a bunch of planes flying around. It just doesn't make sense to me, because I think you could still practice your training in an area other than the Potomac where people are landing and and taking off there.
I guess I don't understand that. Why? Why are we doing this there? That to me just, there's plenty of airspace. I mean, obviously it's a very busy area of the country, but it's like, let's pick the busiest, most likely place where we could have an accident take place. And again, I'm wondering if, like a lot of things, sometimes it's a lot simpler than it is complex. I just wonder if it's one of those things, well, we've been doing it for so long, we haven't had an accident yet like this, so let's keep doing it.
I agree with you, Tony. I always go back, I say this time and time again, it's usually Occam's razor. It's not this huge conspiracy. Nobody wanted to die. This is likely not some sort of, you know, death wish for anybody involved in this situation. It's just the routineness and monotony of training that you do over and over again, and you seldom change what you did before if nothing bad happened. You can bet this is going to all change.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam. A commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin?
Start your engine.
I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.